I can remember learning to swim in the Nepean River, and to do that we used to walk down Ferguson Lane, the bottom of Ferguson Lane, across the road from where we were, and Dad taught us how to swim in the river, at the Nepean River, and to dive. We learnt to dive through a car tube. We'd dive through the tube so that that would get you into the right position for learning how to dive. And there were other areas along the Nepean River. There was one that I remember out towards Cobbity, and up along from the Cobbity Bridge. And on Sundays, that would be a day where people might walk or drive their cars if they had one. And it was a big picnic, and lots of families would gather there. I can remember doing that.
The water would have been clearer then too, wasn't it? And there's sand?
Sand, I think it was near the weir. And, well, there was no swimming pool back in Camden in those days, so the Nepean River was the area where everybody swam. Yeah, they were safe. I think we never considered it dangerous to swim in the river. We all learned how to swim early in the piece. There was times that Dad, on a Sunday, we'd maintain our bikes on a Saturday. We'd always make sure that the bikes were always maintained. And then Sunday, Dad would take us on a bike ride. And the bike rides sometimes, and we'd ride from Ewan's Corner to the Burra Green Valley Lookout. Big ride. And we'd take things for a picnic. But we often went into the old farms or houses that people had moved off the properties, and there'd be fruit trees, might be peaches or
apples,
quinces, persimmons, all those old-fashioned fruits. And we'd take a supply home for Mum to stew up the quinces or the plums or something that we'd brought home. We'd always come home tired, which was the purpose of the trip anyway, to make sure the kids were tired. Other times we'd go to Orangeville, and out to Mount Hunter, all out around those roads. We'd be riding quite safely. There'd be seldom a car would go past you. And the coal trucks didn't work on a Sunday, sort of a weekend, so the roads were safe. Yeah, so the highlights of living out on Ewan's Corner, I think we grew up in a very safe environment, and we were always occupied. Our early Christmases were always associated around the Carrington. The Carrington would have a Christmas and a big Christmas tree and Santa Claus, and we'd be part of the celebrations up there early in the piece.